Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
9:46, 14 till 10, cruising along here on this Thursday morning. Ollie Cosell joins us, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. How you doing, Ollie?
Good morning, Tommy. Had an explosive night last night with the Pelicans.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. Jump right in, please.
Yeah, so the Pelicans made two first-round draft picks yesterday, grabbing two players in the lottery, where Joe Dumars selected Jeremiah Fears, a guard out of Oklahoma, with the seventh pick that the Pelicans had. And then they traded up to get Derek Queen out of Maryland at the 13th pick. So two very polarizing players, but two guys with all-star type of upside. So it'll be interesting to see how this all pans out.
Polarizing how?
Yeah, so if you're an eye test type of person, if you're a player, through your lens, you really love these two players, right? You can obviously see the strengths of, say, Jeremiah Fears. Although he's a smaller guard and doesn't shoot it very well, he's one of the best ball handling slash kind of playmakers at his age, where he can get into the rim, get to the rim at any time. And that's a very necessary skill. You just watch the finals, Oklahoma City, Indiana, being able to break down a defense on command, thereby giving yourself and your team an advantage on every possession. That's a huge plus. So on the flip side, analytics, those type of people that look at numbers past what you've done in the past, they don't like it, like I said, because he doesn't shoot the ball well, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't check these boxes where you think he's going to be an efficient scorer. So, like I said, that's why it's polarizing, right? One half said, depending on which side you're sitting on, it's either a great day for the Pelicans or it was a bad day.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the other one, Derek Queen.
Yeah, Derek Queen, he's you know, when I watch him play, I don't know if you watch any games that Maryland played this year, but he reminds you of one of those throwbacks, big men who can do everything, right? Kind of like Domantas Sabonis today in the NBA, but maybe in yesteryear, I think maybe more like Chris Webber. Somebody that plays underneath the rim, but he's got all this great footwork, can score from anywhere. He's not the biggest guy, right? He's not 7 feet tall, but he's big enough. He's got a body of, what, about 250 pounds, 6'9", 6'10", and he's a great passer. He sees the floor well. And I think that's what Joe Dumars emphasized. He wants guys that not only collapse a defense, but are aggressive and can make something happen. And he pointed out to us, right, what just happened in the finals, how Oklahoma City, Indiana, seemingly all the players that stepped on the court for those teams were always making something happen. And he thinks that's the style that the NBA is trending towards, that you have to have, you know, just a roster full of these players. And he thinks that Derek Queen, Jeremiah Fears, really fit that bill.
So tell me again about this analytics thing, because I'm a little bit confused about eye test and analytics.
Yeah, so, you know, you evaluate prospects from a variety of different lenses. You just go watch them play a game. You may be overwhelmed by how well they play, right, how they move differently than other players on the court. So that's kind of the eye test, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're an analytics guy and all of a sudden you look at the box score and say that he scored 20 points, that's great, but then he took, say, 17 shots to do it, not so good. Mm-hmm. And just today's analytics, they just want you to be the most efficient player possible. And Derek Queen, Jeremiah Fears were not. Jeremiah Fears had issues with some turnovers. And like I said, he shot well under 30% from three-point range. Derek Queen, he's not a good shooter either. Even though people think in time he'll be a much better shooter, he's not currently. So like I said, that's why people say these are kind of gamble picks if you're a guy that believes in the numbers on what you've done previously. So, yeah, I sit somewhere in the middle. Look, I saw what David Griffin did, Tommy, in his 6 years. Well, he tried to do much more analytical thinking, and the Pelicans landed some good players in drafts, but it didn't translate to winning. So that's why I think Joe Dumars, it's definitely a different approach. We just have to see how it pans out.
I'm a football guy, not a basketball guy, but what I'm hearing seems, well, if you pass the eye test and not the analytics test, well, then maybe you can be coached up. But if you don't pass the eye, well, I guess if the analytics are there, you don't have to pass the eye test, right?
Yeah, no, but I think you're on the right train of thought here. You don't need to, say, stoke the fires of a Jeremiah Fears or a Derek Queen. Similar to maybe like, say, a Herb Jones or a Zion if he's in shape. But there's also a lot of passivity people felt like maybe with this Pelicans roster. They weren't, right, for instance, last year, they weren't tough at all. Right? They weren't a guy or guys that grabbed the bull by the horns. And so that's, I think, kind of the transformation, like I said, Joe Dumars wants. Even though you might not be the best at getting the ball through the hoop, and remember, these are young guys, they could develop into being that. But in general, that thought is, you at least bring this toughness, this edge about not only the way you play the game, but also what you bring to the game, right? And so I think, like I said, I like the change. It's a different, fresh approach that could work. You know, Joe Dumars, I know people look at his career, Tommy, in Detroit and think of his last 6-7 years, but that first 6-7 years was a bang, right? Mm-hmm. Detroit made it to the Eastern Conference Finals for, what was it, four, five, six times in a row, won a championship. Based on this kind of thinking,
do you think they gave up too much in terms of value?
They might have, right? I mean, that's the problem. That's why I think people are having the biggest problem with Derek Queen trading up to get him. Because the Pelicans traded away a future first-round pick, next year's pick, completely unprotected. Mm-hmm. So if things go sideways next year for the Pelicans, and you know, injuries happen, we see it all the time, then they're going to be standing there without a draft pick, with a bad record, and no real way to improve your team next year, if it's a bad team.
Tell me about tonight. Some possibilities. They got what, one pick left?
They've got one pick left. It's in the second round. I'm curious where they'll go, right? You've already just drafted two young guys, and you don't want to overburden the roster that's already. You know the oldest player, Tommy? It's DeJounte Murray at age 29, so you don't have any real true veterans on its roster, and adding yet another young guy doesn't make that much sense to me. So I'm wondering if they just do what's called a draft and stash, where you hereby draft a select a player, but he's already currently playing overseas, and he stays maybe over there for another year or two. A lot like what the Pelicans did a few years ago with Carlo Matkovic. They drafted him, but didn't bring him over for a few years.
I guess, you know, they're not staying the same. They're changing. The time will only tell. I know there's some national stuff about this not being good and that not being good, and they criticize the Saints draft, and everybody has an opinion on everything. But I guess we'll never know, will we, until next season. About what point do you think the team would begin to gel, or we'll know what kind of team the Pelicans are going to be next year?
You know, honestly, Tommy, we're not going to know until they get healthy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Trey Murphy's expected to be ready close to the start of the season. Herb Jones should definitely be ready, but DeJounte is not going to be ready. So those are two key guys that probably may not start the season next year. So we're honestly not going to know till probably, what, December, January, and how this works out.
Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate it as always.
Absolutely, Tommy. Have
Ollie
a good rest of your week.
You too. Credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Again, you don't know. I go back to Matthew McConaughey. It's a wazzy, it's a woozy, fugazi, fugazi. Nobody knows. I just hope it plays out well and it works out. We'll find out what Newell's got planned when we come back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.